Hey everyone, this is Scott from Scott Ruins Your Podcast. Thanks for listening to the first episode. This is cool. I'm glad you're here. We had our first episode. It was a lot of fun. John and Mike were awesome co-hosts. Unfortunately, we had a little bit of an audio issue, so we're only able to get this one track going to you guys, but you can still hear just fine. In fact, you probably wouldn't even notice if I didn't point it out to you. We had a good time in this episode. We talked about spoilers, shared some secrets, talked about some of our disagreements with frozen foods. It's a lot of fun. Thanks for coming by. Make sure you stick by for some more episodes in the upcoming weeks. Thanks.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to cast of Scott Ruins Your Podcast.
At the end?
I didn't want to sit in the middle.
I can switch.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm switching right away.
Don't worry.
I just want to sit in the middle. It's not right. I want to sit
Now it feels like it's your show, doesn't it?
Okay. Hey, welcome to the first episode of Scott Ruins Your Podcast. This is literally the very, very first episode. I'm not nervous. I had a nightmare last night, okay? I had like a nightmare about this show. Do you want to hear more?
Is it going as poorly as it is?
No. What happened was, like, at the very beginning, I actually, like, let someone in the audience come up and tell a story, and it was the most god-awful story ever, and they wasted half an hour, and everybody left except for her, and we're like, shit.
So you had a dream that, like, one girl came here by herself, had a dream, and wanted to tell
No. I had the dream.
Oh, it wasn't Inception.
No.
Okay, it was, she just came up.
No.
How did we get leap? It was Inception.
Because, no, I thought she had a dream, so we were in a dream and she had a dream.
Oh, it was just a bad story.
Oh, it's just a bad story.
So my dream has come true.
Except we're not one girl.
Okay, you know, okay. So, no, not really.
Can you say who you are?
Hi. I'm Scott. I'm ruining the podcast.
Yep.
This
is an amazing title.
I know, I love it. It's like every week we're going to realize.
Every week, okay, and then to my left is the audience. Nice cover. To my left.
Can we do more visual jokes for the podcast audience?
To be fair, there's more people here than probably will download the podcast. But to my right is John Egan. Say hello.
Hello.
And then to my far right is Mike Esserkan. Say hello.
Hello.
All right. So I really have no set schedule or plan for this one. So we're just gonna talk about stuff, share a little bit with the audience. And
now, when you say this one, do you mean like you already have other podcasts planned, but you didn't want to plan the very first one?
Yes. Exactly.
That sounds like a great not plan.
Yeah. You know what, guys? We're gonna make a pilot, and it's gonna be shit. But the second, third, and fourth episode is gonna blow you away.
I'm looking to build houses. First one, I'm just going to build. See how it goes. Then I'm going to design one. Think it out and build it, yeah.
So I should have picked better co-hosts.
You knew this was what this was going to be about. Like, this is going to be you saying something and then me and Mike talking about it, and then we're done. Like, that's going to be the podcast.
I should have done more, like, sound things, because if I keep putting things down on this table.
Yeah, I was aware of that with this. I thought we need coasters.
Yeah.
I just put mine down gently.
And then I didn't even, okay.
God.
You know, hold this. Hey, so John.
Yes.
What's new? How are you? Tell me a
That's
story.
That's his
lead story. That's his lead story. Tell me something.
Oh, a
new
stool. Thank you. Ta-da. Now my, okay.
Oh.
No. All right. What?
I think one thing about this podcast is we're going to have to avoid laughing, because I downloaded a couple of like random podcasts,
uh-huh.
And when the hosts are laughing into the microphones, I get really annoyed, and I don't know why.
The best thing is I'm not used to catering. Oh, what? I was listening.
No, go ahead.
He listens to podcasts.
No, go.
That's a story. What I was going to say was I'm not used to performing just my voice in front of people, so I'm trying to do things, but then I realize I set up a camera over there that I didn't hit record on before I walked up here.
So all my physical things are useless anyways. They recorded it.
But this is a podcast, so why do you need like another visual element? Like that you're recording audio.
Okay, John, this is my first podcast I've ever done.
And last. That was the first bad thing that was said here?
was a joke about last? No, we're not. Lots of sarcasm.
So, John, what's new?
Oh, what's new? What? Oh, you really want me to answer?
Hey, we're sharing. This is all about sharing.
Can I go? Something new. I'm wearing a Superman shirt.
Yeah, you've worn Superman shirts before.
That's not the new. Oh, wow. There's more to this.
I'm automatically shut you down. Like, just like, I have this Superman shirt. Go fuck yourself. Oh, all right. Well, I guess I will do something.
Go ahead.
Today I went to Smart Cow. Delicious frozen yogurt. As I was walking in, a little boy, like, I don't know, 5, 6, going, "Hey, Superman." Now, someone else has said that to me before, but an adult, and I think they said it sarcastic and mean. But, "Hey, Superman." My freaking shirt.
Where'd you crash your car?
No. What?
They were in Jersey.
Oh. But I wasn't.
No. No, you went to Jersey.
I went to Jersey. I forgot. This little kid said it to me, and I suddenly thought he believed that I was Superman.
Well, you're wearing glasses.
No, I'm Superman.
No, he's Superman.
Superman doesn't wear glasses. Clark Kent wears glasses.
I was going to indicate the kid didn't know what he was doing if you were wearing glasses. So he thought you were Superman.
Name the times you've seen Mike in glasses.
5.
Okay.
That's numbering.
I said name, not number.
You just said the number 5.
Time.
Superman. I think I'm just going to end up hosting this podcast.
That's why I didn't want to sit in the middle.
Okay.
Anyway, when he said it, I felt like he thought I was Superman, and I suddenly like stood tall, and I went, "Hey there, kid." But I like changed my voice even a little bit. It was weird. But I walked in and then I was like, "What am I?" I'm obviously
for the smallest of like satisfaction, yeah, or confidence, you just automatically changed.
No, I felt I did it for the kid. It wasn't for me. It was for the kid.
It was for the kid.
And the kid's dream come true.
Yeah. Was that his dream though?
I don't know. I had a dream that he came up and told me his dream, and it took a half hour. It was really boring.
Now that might be a cut on me, I think.
Oh boy. Can I say that I'm over the whole frozen yogurt thing and it just started here? I'm over it. There's 8 fucking shops in Green Bay that make frozen yogurt and
you don't have to go to them
What?
You don't have to go to them all.
Why can't we just have regular like ice cream or frozen yogurt? I think we had ice cream shops like Zesty's, which is local.
It's custard.
And then we went to I'm just talking about ice cream in general.
It's frozen custard.
Okay.
It's a different thing.
Okay. I understand. I'm not debating the custard yogurt ice cream debacle. I'm talking about dairy frozen treats in your mouth. That's what we're talking about.
Wait.
They're clearly defined what is what. I mean, some are custard sand, some are ice cream, and some is frozen.
They're all dairy frozen.
But which ones don't go in your mouth is my question.
All of them ever go. They all go in your mouth.
So dairy you don't like success and diversification.
I said there's a lot. We're upscaling. What's the
next
level?
Because it's successful. So they had one that was successful. So someone else went, "Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that." And you're like, "No, what a good idea. That's a good idea. I can't.
Why
are making me so Italian?
Why are we jumping? Why are we jumping 5 steps? Because we had regular frozen yogurt or custard or ice cream, and then we had Cold Stone where they shove shit in there, and then now we have frozen yogurt where we get to have ice cream poop out into your cup, and then you shove things into it.
But yes.
And what's the next step?
You okay?
Maybe there's not. Maybe that's why there's so many frozen yogurt places.
That's evolution? Step. Frozen yogurt?
No.
And I'll procreate with that.
I know. I was going to say, I know why those places stay in business, though, because for the first
time...
Yeah. But... The first time I went to Cold Stone, apparently there's like not rules, but settings to the can, the food you
etiquette?
Buy. No. Hey, so I went there and I'm like, "I would like some ice cream." "Well, what kind?" "You just can't pick it out of there. You get to like pick a special one on the board." So I'm like, "Give me this one." "Okay. Do you want it in a cone or a dish?" I'm like, "A cone. Do you want it in a chocolate covered cone or a regular cone? I'm like, I don't know, it's chocolate covered. Do you want the fun size or happy size? I'm like, fun? She's like, you can double your happy. I'm like, well,
are
fine
you,
then.
Are
get the
you
happy
serious
size
right now?
And then like, and they get to the end, and then I had a fucking like $10 ice cream cone, and I didn't like it.
Then just say no. First of all, you don't have to pick any of those options. You can pick the three sizes. It's like, gotta have it, gotta, fuck it. And so you pick the three sizes, and then you pick your flavor of ice cream. You don't have to pick the fucking predestined desserts. And then you can pick what you want on top.
But, okay, the thing is, though, I have never been there before. I didn't know, like, hey, do you like happy or fun? I'm like, I like fun. Well, that costs $8 more. And you want chocolate covered? Well, that's $7
then
more.
Then take a fucking second and ask them the what is, you need.
I figured they'd tell me. But then the next people come in, hey, you been here before? No. Well, let me tell you. And they pull out a textbook. Like, let me, and then they quiz them. I'm like, I didn't know any of this. Nothing going in.
Okay, so when they say, what do you want? You go, I don't want any of that. They would just go, oh, then what flavor do you want? I want cookie dough. Okay, and then what do you want on there? Do you want a cone? No, I just want a small dish. And then you say, what flavors do you want? I just want chocolate chips. $3 ice cream.
Then when I went to Frozen Cow, what's it called?
Smart Cow?
Went to Smart Cow the first time. I'm like, how much can ice cream really weigh? Because I charge by the ounce. I'm like, brr. I'm like, try some of this. I'm like, well, a few of this can't hurt. A few of this. It cost me $7 for my first ice frozen ogurt.
That's
yogurt.
Ogurt?
Frozen yogurt.
I don't think that's bad, $7.
Can you make frozen yogurt at home? $7 is a deal.
Do you have cookie? Do you have red velvet frozen custard and then cookie dough bites and sprinkles and M&Ms and Skittles and...
But everybody
all
else...
All that stuff with thousands and thousands of dollars. $7 is a deal.
But everything else... Like, everyone else is like, I paid $1.25 and they have this, like, more ice cream than me. I'm like, how was this possible?
I don't know. Were you putting rocks in it? I don't know. What, like, were you putting the heaviest items in?
They had gold.
Were you... When you put it on the little scale, were you leaning on the scale? So,
That's 250 pounds.
Oh. 250? You're being generous.
I know I was. That was being nice.
He was giving an ounces joke, but I don't know how much an ounce weighs.
Times 16?
16 ounces.
That makes no more sense to me at all.
16 ounces in a pound.
That didn't clear it up. How much does an ounce weigh? Times 16. That's like...
I thought we were talking about the original 250.
It's 0.0625 pounds.
Did you divide?
Yeah. It's 1/16. Math.
It's like my brain refuses to accept that information. Like, what an ounce is, I think I've been told it before, and it just goes, nope, not going in the brain.
Are you good at math?
Sometimes.
Better than us. We don't care.
We're English
Actually,
people.
It's not that we're bad. I just don't care.
That's true. I have calculators now.
That's true, yeah.
Okay. I was like, the second time I went there, they actually had like a metal container up there, and they had these little tiny cup things. Like, you can sample them now. Yeah. So I went there, I'm like, I'm going to sample this one. And I tried it, I'm like, that's okay. And I threw that away, and I grabbed the next one, and I sampled it. I'm like, that's okay. And then when I went to grab another thing, I knocked it off the thing, and it was a metal container, and it bounced and hit a metal chair, and cups went everywhere. There was probably about 25 people, they all turn at me, and I just go, just did an awkward lean on the counter, like, nothing to see here, as there's just cups all around my feet, and no one else was around me.
Now, does that usually happen, where you reach for something, and you just flail your arm in the general direction? Like, how do you not just, like, place your hand somewhere?
No, actually, that happens a lot more.
I know, I think you just throw your hand without, like, reason, and just, like, blah, like...
Okay, you know what?
Like, at a grocery store, you just knock cereal boxes over. Like, I want Lucky Chip.
Maybe when you go in public, you should wear a belt around your elbows. So maybe not, like, you can still have arm range, but you won't knock stuff
over. It's like a reverse heroin addict.
No, I'd be like a T-Rex then.
Yeah, you would be like a T-Rex, yes. And they got along fine. Until
Sam Neill.
Until Sam Neill was there, and then Jeff.
Jurassic Park.
Come on.
I love when people do that. When they're a smartass and then they say, I know. Like, when Sam Neill, they're like, why is Sam Neill? Jurassic Park, I know. All right, well then why the fuck did you say anything? We're getting very serious.
I am very sorry.
There's no joking around here.
Sorry I brought up.
So I was going to initially say this is a live pod. Not live. What is the word? Recorded.
But it's live.
But it's currently we're alive, yes.
Non-scripted. So if it's not funny, but apparently they're having a good time.
There are hardly scripted podcasts.
There have to be.
It's also a really bad idea to start any show with, sorry if this is not funny.
I didn't start it. I said that 10 minutes in. So no, you're just welcome.
You delete that part. Just get rid of
just
that.
Just get
part.
Rid of that. Just edit. Just jump to right.
All right, right now.
Now. This cat likes touching children.
What?
Nothing.
So, hey. This is, like, John, you're, like, the worst person to bring on here because you know how awkward I am.
I thought that was the point. Like, I think the whole point of this podcast is called Scott Ruins Your Podcast, but I think over time, we're going to, like, just turn you into, like, an amazing human being. Because you already are, but I think, like, socially and going through issues and talking about stuff, like, I think we're just going to, like, get things out that you don't talk about or that you think, but you don't tell anyone, and you're just going to, like, bleh.
Wow, that's a good transition. Not scripted. But I told everyone to talk to people is fun. That's what I'm doing. Talking isn't easy, but that's why it's fun.
It's
but
pretty easy.
But like just to get like a better sense of connection with the audience and with each other, I've told each one of us, I told both of you guys actually, to bring in like one fact. I told myself too. I said, "You mirror Scott." Clean the toothpaste off your beard. Now, listen to me. Dude, having a beard is so hard when you brush your teeth. Because you spit it out and it catches on your mustache and it just goes...
You could just not have a beard. I mean, that's an option too.
But that's... I'm too lazy to not have a beard. And I look like a 12-year-old fat man.
12-year-old fat man.
It's
title of the podcast. 12-year-old fat man. There's so many layers to that.
I'd be like if Chris Farley was, instead of like Robin Williams, was Jack. No one saw the movie. I didn't.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah, the movie Jack. Thing?
I think you could go undercover in a high school.
Can I?
You could. If you shave your
beard. No, not
in
the perverted way. But
no one thought that. You were the only one. Like, we thought you could go undercover like 21 Jump Street, yeah, and you immediately went to raping a 15-year-old. Like, you
whoa!
Just
no, you went to that.
Not, yeah.
Wait, what was everyone else thinking?
Maybe making sweet love to a 15-year-old. Yeah. Raping a 15-year-old?
If you have sex with a 15-year-old, it's rape! There's no lovemaking, according to the law. By law, it's rape. Like, that's
statutory rape. That's the word for it. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. It makes it so much better
it
now.
It does make it. No, that's a totally different thing.
Why are you defending it as if you've done it?
What?
So I'm told each...
oh, your beard.
I'm really worried.
Your beard, not accusing people of rape.
That could be using court proceedings.
The mere fact we jumped to rape immediately scares me for what you guys are going to say. Because I told them to come in with a secret or some sort of thing that they've never told anyone before. Just so we know more about each other and then we can talk about it. First, we'll go with... I'll start because it's my podcast.
Can I get another ramen diet? We're at the Green Room Lounge in De Pere, by the way.
We would serve delicious drinks.
Yeah.
We should do that next time at the beginning, just to let people know where we are.
Yeah, this is the pilot episode, so...
It should be shitty. And then
I had a notebook. I had a notebook.
All right, Scott, secret.
Okay, hey. So, no, anyways. So, who like, raise of applause, because it's a podcast.
Raise
of
applause.
Okay.
Shut
it. Go on, go on.
Round of applause. Who believes in ghosts in here? Okay, three people.
I think there's spirits.
Okay, yeah. So like I have like an inclination. I have an idea that like ghosts are possible, but like one thing that really weirds me out about ghosts, the idea of ghosts is some people will tell a ghost story and they're like, I went to my basement because I heard rattling. I went down and no one was there. I'm like, oh, boo, boring. But sometimes if like someone tells a story and it sounds so real that like I start crying. Like it's no joke. Yeah, I start, like I just like start crying because I'm like, this is creeping me out so much. I start crying because it sounds so real. Is that real? Why? Is something here?
No, I'm sorry. People look somewhere, and I just wanted to look. Please go. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I'm saying.
John's afraid of emotion.
Thank you.
Oh, drinks. But yeah, that's basically like. Does that ever happen to you guys? Like, do you ever like hear something? Like, that's a dumb question.
Do you hear stories that make you cry?
Hey, this is the first lesson. Stop doubting yourself. You just told an amazing personal story, and you immediately jumped to, this was stupid. Like, just embrace it.
Because I was going to say, oh, do you hear stories that make you cry? I'm like, oh, yeah, This American Life every fucking week. It makes you cry.
But people have different things. Like, seriously, I don't know why it was, but I saw Man of Steel on Father's Day with my dad. And if you've seen the movie, there's a lot of father and son things. Yeah. And I normally do not get affected by this, but there were moments when they had Clark and the dad doing speeches, and I kind of teared up because I was with my dad next to him during those speeches and, like, reminded me of him. Oh. Like, I don't do that, and that, it, like, affected me.
Yeah, no, I teared up from that one, too. That was a good movie.
I would say the good most times I've cried is I'm watching a movie with my dad that affects my dad, so it affects me. Because my dad doesn't show a lot of emotion.
Oh, okay, yeah, it.
Like, he cried during Saving Private Ryan, and I didn't know my dad could cry. Like, it was a new thing to me. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen my dad cry. Because I didn't hit him enough. No. It's like reverse abuse. I don't know. My dad never...
But it's still abuse.
It's statutory abuse.
Statutory abuse.
But like, does anyone else get like really easily creeped out by things like ghosts and stuff?
Easily creeped out or crying?
Like,
those are two different
things. No, like it's not even like creeped out to the point of crying. It's not like I'm so scared. It's like someone like, oh yeah, there's this hotel and the person that like that took care of it died there and they took pictures and they found her after they renovated it numerous times. So the floor, original floor, was like a foot down, and in pictures you saw that, like, the maid staying there, like, and her feet were like below the thing, and my eyes were just like, oh fuck.
No.
And I start no.
Scared things are, no, I don't cry from scared.
No, I just get terrified.
Yeah, scared. I'll try to leave the situation.
No, but it's only like in certain like stories.
Why are you doing this?
Holding a globe.
No, it was a flip off thing. You were flipping the audience off.
No,
like I am right now. Sorry.
Yeah, that was my little thing. John, what do you have?
What?
Or Mike, do you want to go?
No, I don't know how far we're going to talk about your secret, whatever. These are conversation starters. It felt like
they can be
that conversation.
Oh yeah,
now we're done with it.
No, well, if it comes to
you're in charge. You let me know.
No, yeah, unless it hits a wall like me ending it abruptly. If you have more to tell,
no,
to
I'm
talk.
Done now. I've forgotten.
John,
I realized when you were talking about that when I brush my teeth. I don't know how it started, but it's really messy. So, like, I don't know how to fix it. Like, when I start brushing my teeth...
Wait, what do you mean messy?
Okay, like, the toothpaste gets all over my hand and the bottom of my toothbrush.
How far is your mouth open when you're brushing your teeth?
I don't know. Apparently too much.
Wait, what do you mean you don't know? Are you not looking at yourself an inch
away? I seriously have taken times where I've put my toothbrush in and brushed my teeth and it'll still come out all over me. And I don't know what I did as a kid. I think I just leaned forward and opened my mouth and... brushed, and then it just all comes streaming down. And it still happens where I have to wash my toothbrush and my hand off every time I brush my teeth.
Question, do you open your mouth wide or you have it closed when you brush your teeth?
I think it's always open.
There's no thinking that you should know how you brush your teeth. You brush your teeth every day, yes?
Yeah, twice a day, but I don't even think about it. I'm thinking about other things and I just brush.
But this thing bugs you, so you're just like, what is going on? Why is this happening? Oh, well, I guess I'll figure it out next time.
I seriously do that every day. I'm serious. I do that every single day.
I should remember to figure this out. Blah, 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 blah.
Seriously, that's what I do.
Okay.
It's really weird, because, like...
Should we write you a note and put it on your mirror?
I probably should.
Think before you brush.
Because it's only in... I only remember it when I'm around other people, because I'm used to that. Every single day that happens to me. So it's only when I'm on trips... or with other people when they just brush comfortably and they're like doop a doop a doop. I'm like, I'm a slob when I brush.
There's also, by the way, no good way to mind brushing your
no.
teeth without looking like you're doing something what? Else.
Eating pickles.
No, giving a blowjob.
Oh. But,
however, if anyone ever gave a blowjob like this,
that'd be amazing.
You're probably
the sensitive part.
2 minutes of podcast.
Well, I said they could be in space, so that's why they're just like moving them all around everywhere.
How do we just?
Blowjob in space is so messy. I just don't know how.
Yeah, like anyone have a frame of reference. Like, I remember when I got a blowjob in space. This guy knows what he's talking about. Realism.
No, but the thing is, I do remember, like, as a kid, when I brushed my teeth, like, all the way down, because they had those little grips for your thumb and stuff like that. It would, like, always, like, go down that, and, like, I had to wash off the thing. But, like, now it's, like, I keep my mouth wide open, so, like, it doesn't make that suction of, like, spit and toothpaste and just shoot it out everywhere. It just kind of, I don't know.
Why are you guys having so much trouble brushing your teeth?
I'm not.
So you're doing a lot of so you're scrubbing really hard, and when you pull out, it goes like it starts.
This is a basic thing you should have learned.
No, I'm fine. Don't look at me.
This is the thing. My parents never did the basic stuff. Like, they never went, this is how you brush your teeth. They never told me about Q-tips. So in first grade, I was the earwax king. That's what they called me.
Hey.
Because I would never use Q-tips.
First grade, you've had years and years to figure this
out. But they never taught. My parents didn't train me.
No, you're past parents now. No, how old are you?
42.
No,
I'm
28. It's time to stop blaming your parents.
Never.
I was going to say, it's kind of cool that you're a king in first grade.
Not when there's a shitty connotation. That's like being called the shit pants king. It's not a good thing. No, it doesn't matter. It's the king of
But
nothing.
You're the best at something.
Of not using a Q-tip. That's not a good thing. That's like I called you the beard, orange hair, pube beard king. Like, that's not a cool title that you'd walk around with a sash with.
That's
not
a really
that's,
like, smooth title.
Like, yeah.
Not all kings have to be smooth named.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be angry. I was just like saying, like, I was going on another like riff. Like, why can't kings be weirdly named?
I guess they can.
King Joffrey 2578 Street
the
7.
Robot King from Western.
Spoilers.
What?
Joffrey's from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
He's a robot.
He's a dragon robot.
Yeah, you just found out in season 3. Yeah. He's a dragon robot.
It's awesome.
Dragon robot.
All right, one of those things is in Game of Thrones. Guess which one, dragons or robots?
Well, I already know dragons, because the dragon...
Then just fucking answer.
The dragon. Okay, I just said the dragon. You. I don't watch the show. That's the... Oh, no,
oh,
remember
that's what we're going to talk about.
We were talking about this. Well, wait. Jesus. I did have... Okay, I had a card of topics, and I just pretended that I didn't have a plan. I did have a plan. I wrote it down, and I lost the card. So I'm like, that won't... I'll just pretend that I didn't have a plan. I did. I'm just irresponsible.
Mike, your secret.
Wait, your secret is toothbrushing?
Yeah. Wait, do you think that was just a random thing I was going to say? And then
I'm just surprised that it was about that he was talking about toothbrushing before.
When was I talking about toothbrushing before?
Because it got on your beard.
Oh, yeah. I'm smart that way.
Do you want us to replay the thing? We can tell you.
Oh, no, don't. Not
All
yet.
Right, your secret. Then we'll go to the what we were talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
My secret is, have you guys seen Office Space?
Yes.
You know that scene in the beginning when the guy is he's in traffic and he's listening to rap music, and then a black guy pulls up and he like turns it down?
Yeah.
All right. I have the same thing, except it's with conservative talk radio.
So in black, wait.
I listen to conservative talk radio, and anytime
Why?
I'm anywhere, I'll explain to myself.
Sorry.
Anytime I'm anywhere that someone could hear, I turn it way down and don't listen to it.
Do you use it as, like, talking points?
No, I just enjoy listening to it.
Why?
Wow. And it stunned the room to silence. That yeah.
Because usually people like who really listen to it are really conservative.
They
really
sure are. Yeah,
and
I know.
Really excited.
Yeah,
but you're not.
Nuts. No, I'm not.
Is it like
but you like listening to it.
I enjoy listening to people talk in general.
Yeah.
And
But even if you know if it's not true, like, some of the stuff is true, but other things are completely false.
How does that matter? What I enjoy listening to.
Doesn't it anger you if someone's ranting about something for 45 minutes and they're completely wrong about it?
Yeah, and I enjoy the anger. I embrace it.
Yeah. Makes me angry.
He's like, Bruce
makes angry. The fact that I am listening makes you angry.
No, just the talk show. If I'm listening, it makes me angry.
No, what about usually makes me angry is when they have like the host has a talking point.
Yeah.
And refuses to let the other person express their opinion.
He said
at all.
Agrees,
yeah. That bugs me a little bit. But then I find it funny that the people calling in think they have a chance at all.
Okay. You know, Rush, I think that gay should blah, 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 blah. Well, actually, blah, blah, blah.
And
like,
this week has been particularly funny to listen to because
Doma
thing.
Prop 8.
It was hilarious because I get most of my news from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
The Colbert Report. And then I'll
listen. I think you listen to Rush Limbaugh.
And it was hilarious because it was like way total opposite of and he was... They're like, they're so dead. They think everything is so desperately
terrible.
Oh, it's
going to be gone. It's
so,
gone.
So, yeah, it's fun to listen to.
My favorite thing about when people call in and they're like, well, I don't believe you. This. Since it's a radio, they can't swear. So they come up with like the most creative ways to insult someone without just calling them a big dick bag or something.
Which is not a creative thing to
no,
call.
No, not at all.
You dick bag.
You big dick bag.
You big dick bag.
Wait, is that a big dick bag or a big bag with...
Dicks.
It's like one bag for a big dick.
Just a big bag with tiny little dicks in it. Just tiny little micro penises everywhere.
Or it's a bag for a big dick, but it's just the bag.
Here's what I just thought of.
Is that a bad thing?
No.
You're functional?
The thing about the gay...
You can put shoes in it if you
want.
The
thing about the gay marriage thing is that everyone compares it to black people voting, women voting... Black people having rights, and then people claim that that's not true. But it's because we didn't have any recordings of that. From now on, if we have an issue like gay marriage, we're going to have all these recordings of people being like, well, this issue is like this issue. But we're going to have evidence of it now.
And all these tweets on Twitter, people talking about it, too.
Did that make no sense?
It made, I guess, some sense. But, you know, as you were talking about it, I found I do the same thing while I'm listening to talk radio.
Yeah?
I just kind of tune it out, but it's there. And I don't really... It's like... There, like someone, it's like I enjoy listening to people have an argument.
But you don't take it seriously.
No, but if I were to listen, but I just kind of enjoy that sound.
Okay.
I think I enjoy the sound of people arguing.
That's like sports radio.
Like when you guys were going off and arguing with each other, I suddenly just stopped here and I was just listening for a long time.
Like half chub.
Yeah, because all my enjoyment funnels straight to my penis. Anytime I enjoy anything, boner right away. Hi, Mom.
I said half chub. That does not mean bonus.
Oh, I'm sorry. Half chub. Because I can't even get it up beyond that. Just, if I had the whole pie, maybe I could get a full chub.
It's an expression about getting excited.
It wasn't a chub, anyway. That is the leanest part of my body. There is no fat on that area. No, you don't know what's on me. You said, I've seen it. I poked around there. It's a little chubby.
I think
you lose some weight in your
dick. This is the greatest thing I've ever
I think it's because it's
I've been lifting weight with my dick. I put my balls on the treadmill.
I do separate cardio just for my dick. Put a little sweatband on it. Yeah. Do some Biggest Loser videotapes.
My dick has abs.
Well, it's called ridges.
It's for her pleasure.
Oh, it's ribs.
Is it? Well,
it was free.
It was free. Yes, Scott? Was this what you dreamed it would be?
I'm just trying to make a workout reference for my dick. I can't think of anything.
No, please go. Or any workout reference.
You ever try to jump in rope with your dick? It's impossible because you can't get around the end.
There's no
Oh God! Oh, sorry. I just thought of like you jump roped with your dick. I was like, that's impossible, sir.
Both are impossible, yes. Both ways.
Like you use it instead of the rope.
I was picturing a little teeny.
Why do we do? Why we get? I don't want to talk about dicks. This is.
No one does. Chubby boy brought it up.
I think it should be okay to talk about dicks. We should just talk about sexuality. It's... Who cares? Who cares?
No.
We
I'm
all
not,
have sex.
I'm not saying we can't. I don't want to talk about dicks. I don't even like my own. Why do we tell everyone else?
Hey, how big, man?
What?
How big?
I don't know. Like...
By 25, I'll have you admit it.
By 20, I'm not 25.
Episodes.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Sean just surprised me with water.
You got free water. And a Wisco Disco for Mike.
Oh, I'll snap. Anyways, what... So, the topic we're going to talk about, since you brought up Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Does anyone in here watch Game of Thrones? Round of applause. Okay, so two people.
I'm at season,
the same people that believe in ghosts.
Halfway through season two. I think so much.
Well, I don't watch it. I started watching it, and I couldn't get into it. But that's not the problem I was going to talk about. It's if anyone watches current episodes, a few weeks ago, they had an episode on TV, and apparently it was so shocking and so crazy. Everyone was like, oh, my God, we need to talk about it. So they just go on Facebook, OMG, what's the show called?
Game of Thrones.
Starbucker. And I'm like, oh, something big happened. And Game of Thrones, oh, my God. Hashtag, OMGs. Hashtag O, hashtag GM.
Are people hashtagging their own hashtags?
Yeah.
hashtags.
But it's like, it gets to the point where, like, I don't watch the show, and I know more about that one episode than the whole fucking series. I don't know who Gunnar von Falken is, or whatever, the girl with the dragon.
Gwyneth Paltrow's.
Yes.
Khaleesi, you mean?
I don't know.
Exactly. Okay, that's the point. Now, did anyone actually spoil what happened?
Yes.
Okay.
No, no one has for me.
So oh, there you go. See, you're lucky.
I know people die.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the main
question I have is, when is it okay to spoil things, and when is it not?
Okay.
Because.
That's actually a good question.
Yeah.
Because with internet and stuff like that, it's getting harder to not be spoiled.
Yeah, the thing is, people aren't being clever online anymore. They're just worried about making memes. Like, oh, I'm going to, look, it's a kid, and he's like, I watched Game of Thrones, went to a wedding, yeah, blah,
they
blah,
want the meme, they want the tweet,
I need to be the first that breaks this joke. So everyone just rushes out as soon as the episode's over and just posts online saying, oh, spoiler. And I'm like, we've gotten to the point, like, I'm so glad that I watched TV shows like X-Files when it was on TV, when internet didn't exist. Because, like, when all this crazy stuff, like, oh, Mulder's dead, oh, my God, this.
It didn't, oh, it, no, Jesus
oh,
Christ.
Sorry.
I never watched this show.
I thought Robert Packer
would just filled in for
it. I watched a couple episodes. No, I seriously didn't know that.
No, I didn't
Mulder,
either, yeah.
Mulder dies, isn't it?
No.
Why did you say Mulder is dead then?
Because it because there was a
oh my God, we don't care. Just seriously spoil it. It's been like
no,
there's
years. There's a cliffhanger that you thought he was dead, and then
Sylvester Stallone.
Just spoil a spoiler.
Jesus Christ. Anyways,
so wait, no, you said we're like, oh my God, he's dead. Oh, that's terrible. You spoiled this thing for us. And you went, no, there's a cliffhanger where you think he's dead, but he's not dead. So you just spoiled the spoiler on us.
But here's the point. Okay, that's the thing. We're talking about how much time happens till you can spoil things. Mm-hmm. And that's a reasonable amount of time.
All the time. You shouldn't ever spoil things for people.
That's bullshit.
No, you shouldn't spoil things for people.
No.
You go, X-Files. Oh, yeah, I've never seen that. And I never saw it.
You mean the Smoky Man dies and you didn't see that episode? Things start on fire. Aliens. Aliens are real? You mean what? No, I had a roommate in college. I was like, boy, I want to watch Fight Club. I've never seen it before. Oh, that movie's great. At the end, this happens. I'm like, I literally just, like, I have the disc right here. I'm going to watch it right now. And he, like, just told me, like, the ending. I'm like,
yeah, well, that's...
And I think a third of this is the shitty people you know. Because, like, they shouldn't spoil anything. Like, as soon as they start going, oh, at the end, you should go, shut the fuck up, asshole. And then they can't do anything. Because then if they do that, you could just... punch him in the dick. Like, that's what they deserve.
So I should punch the internet in the dick?
Yes. Okay, no, that's different. You have to... Okay, this is how I feel about it. That no one should spoil anything.
Yeah,
it's
called spoilers.
Yes.
It's not called fun information.
Yeah.
This will make it better.
No, that's
what
I'm
saying. The whole time.
You shouldn't go... No one should spoil anything. But if they do, I think that there is a risk that you run. Let's say if you don't have cable, and you don't have HBO, and you don't want to watch the channel. I'm just saying that you run that risk, that there is a slight risk. Just like when you don't see a movie the first weekend, you might get spoiled. Like, I got spoiled through Iron Man 3 because I had to wait 2 weeks to watch it.
Wait, what were you spoiled on with Iron Man 3?
Whoa, no.
You haven't seen it yet?
No, some of these people might not have seen it.
Who cares? So, it came out May 3rd. It came out May 3rd. It's almost July. That's enough time.
No. Then why did they sell DVDs and Blu-rays?
Because you want to watch them again. Dead serious.
No. If they saw Iron Man 3, they're not going to buy the movie.
No, you were fine spoiling X-Files. You were fine spoiling X-Files. But Iron Man 3, get that. So you have a preconceived notion of
An episode from 1997.
Right, so you have a...
I spoiled a movie from May 3rd.
Right, so you think you have the answer. You know what it is.
No, okay.
Somewhere between 97, which was what?
16 years ago?
16 years ago.
So somewhere between 2 months and 16 years.
Okay, this isn't a spoiler, but somewhere in the movie, Pepper Potts gets some superpowers. And I saw that online like the first weekend, and I went into it, but I forgot. I think a lot of times I forget spoilers when I go into a movie because I get into the movie. And I think that if you watch something years later, you probably will forget you were spoiled unless you were so set on it.
That's what I'm doing with... What am I doing that with?
You know Hamlet dies at the end of Hamlet?
Shit!
No, that's the thing, though. It's like, when I hear about a certain...
After accidentally killing his mom with poison.
That's what happens when I hear about something in a movie. I'm like, my mind is set on that one moment. And I sit there, I'm like, when's this going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? And then it happened. I'm like, oh, that wasn't as good as I was hoping. Oh, shit, it's an hour in. What happened in the first hour? Whatever.
So you can't suspend your disbelief?
No, I cannot. Okay. What? I don't know. I actually don't even know what that means.
Suspend, I think you're just too focused. I think you see the spoilers, and then you think negatively because, someone ruined this for me. Now it's not going to be as enjoyable. And then you watch it, and then that's all you think about instead of just enjoying the film.
Okay, let's say we watch Paranormal Activity. Okay. Right? And I was like, hey, there's going to be a ghost right there. And there it is.
Like in the theater?
Like, let's say I did that to you, and as you're watching it, and you never saw it before. Would that be fun for you? It's like, oh, this is going to drop here.
No.
Because you're talking during the movie.
We're talking about...
Shut up.
This is completely different. We're talking about, say 4 months before you saw it, someone went, hey, watch for that ghost to go in the middle of the night. There's 8 scenes where it's in the middle of the night, where you'd be like, oh, is the ghost coming? And then they wouldn't. You'd be like, oh, fuck, that guy was an asshole. And then you'd see it, and be like, ah! Like... I think it's a difference of time.
No.
But you're comparing in the moment spoilers. Like, so Game of Thrones, you've seen the spoilers. Say if you catch up 2 years from now, you think you're going to remember every single spoiler. Why would you invest that much time in that?
Because I know, I'm like, oh, that character's not going to matter. I don't have to remember too much about them. And then it's like this.
What? Why wouldn't you care about the character and get invested in the time you get?
Because I know it's not going to matter because they're going to go away after a while.
Yeah, that's like saying your life doesn't matter because you're going to die eventually.
That's true about everyone. We're all... He just killed himself on the podcast. His first podcast, he killed himself.
Well, he did ruin the podcast.
Spoilers. Scott kills himself at the end of the podcast.
Well, there's a difference. There's a big difference in that, saying, oh, in the next 45 minutes, this character's going to die, or in the next 1 to 100 years, you're going to die. It's like, I don't know.
You see American Beauty?
Yes.
It opens with a monologue saying, I'm dead.
But then that's not a spoiler.
No, it is in the sense of what you just said.
It sure is. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to die. Like, oh, fuck. Well, now the main character's dead.
And it's still gripping. So I know in Game of Thrones, a bunch of people die. I don't know who they are. I know a bunch of people die. It's, oh, no.
The thing about American Beauty, though, that I like so much about that fact is that you're supposed to know...
The guy's kissing?
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. No, my favorite part is the grocery bag. You're fucking flying around. No, the fact that... The movie says, hey, you know more than the main character. Yeah. That's awesome to me because the movie said that. Okay. So the whole time I'm watching, he doesn't know what's going to happen. It's not like we're all blindsided. We know what's going to happen. So the audience has more power over the character, and that's really cool.
That's the same thing if you have a spoiler. You know what's going to happen. You have power over the
character. But if the show said, this person's going to die in minute 58 or whatever, that's what?
So you never forgot that. Like, when I watched American Beauty, I forgot in those 2.5 hours that he was going to die. Same thing with Fallen, where he goes, this is the time I almost died. I kind of forgot because I was engulfed in the movie because it was a good film. Mm-hmm. And then when it happened, he went, this is the time I almost died. I'm like, got me.
I watched Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And I was rewatching some episodes because they're fun. I enjoy them. And I know that they don't die. Like, Because yeah, series so far, I've already seen. Because
you see the posters.
And I, I also watched. I went and watched again.
Oh yeah.
I was still like nervous for them. Like, oh my god, I know how it ends.
Yeah, that's like saying never watching a movie again. That's like saying, I don't want to watch Jaws. He dies.
I watched the Titanic and it sank.
Yeah. Titanic sank.
That's okay. I didn't
still
like that movie.
It's not, we're not talking about like. We're just talking about spoilers. That's why I buy
movies. Well, it's based on a real event. It's not going to be. It's like Abraham Lincoln. Did you watch Lincoln? He dies in the end.
Right, then I switched like the
minute he's like, oh, I'm going to go on movietickets.com and buy a play ticket. He's all, oh, don't do that, sir. He didn't do it. I didn't see the movie. I didn't. They didn't have it in the war. All
right, so let's say Usual Suspects. You want to watch that again? You
never seen it.
Kevin Spacey's Kaiser Sose. And so,
I knew that was going to happen because you know I haven't never seen that movie.
It's been 20 years.
All I know is that it's a salsa at Moe's.
What?
What?
It's a salsa at Moe's, right? Who?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the Kaiser Sose sauce? Have you never been to Moe's? It's not that good.
It is a salsa.
So you were assuming I constantly frequent the burrito place known as Moe's.
Okay. You know what? What were you saying? Usual Suspects.
Anyway, the salsa at Moe's doesn't say Kaiser Sose, by the way. Kaiser Sose. That's not what the salsa's called.
Okay. What point were you trying to make?
I was saying that so movies with twist endings, you can still rewatch them and still be engulfed in the characters and like the movie. I think that's the same as spoilers. So I think it's a terrible thing if you find out spoilers, because I hate it when people are spoiled. Mm-hmm. But say there is enough time passing, you can watch it, and you can still enjoy it.
The original question was how much time is enough.
Time is time. I think it should be a season or a year. It really varies by the medium, I think.
See,
now it's hard because with social media, it's really hard now because everyone's going to talk about it. There's a huge thing that happens at season one of Game of Thrones, episode 9. And I found out because I went to Entertainment Weekly the next day because I'm an idiot, and they said who it was. Now, that's kind of my fault because I kind of Googled that. Like, I went to look for that. Like, I just wanted to go to a website. But it still didn't affect my impact of the episode. I knew it was coming, and I still enjoyed the episode, and it's still a memorable moment.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. I think it sucks to be spoiled, but I think you can still enjoy things if you've been spoiled.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it's different for everyone else, but like for me, like I always anticipate what I know about something because it's like a mental checklist. Like everything I saw in the trailer, I wait for those moments in the movie. I'm like, all right, that's done.
I agree.
That's done. That's done. And I don't enjoy it.
Sometimes the trailers, the scenes aren't in the movies.
I know. That's why I walk out. I'm like, they did it. They did it. They surprised me. I'm amazed. I love that when that happens. Are you kidding me? That's why I love teasers so much. It's just like, I want to see this movie. I'm like, for Man of Steel, it's like the teaser trailer. This is odd. And it's all staticky. I'm like, they ruined nothing in this movie. And I'm really excited to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a... I'm...
I agree.
But one of the main things I was going to try to say through my tongue of brokenness is, don't go to Screensaver. I don't know what happens. All right, anyways, the thing I was going to say about spoilers is, my train derailed. My train of thought, that is.
I didn't think you had a literal train going off the rails and you had an emergency like on your phone. Like, I must go. My train in St. Louis derailed.
Anyways, the thing about spoilers is that I don't remember. This is
keep trying. We're gonna wait for him.
No, don't wait for me. Say something. Spoilers. They don't like them. They're okay, but. Stop, please save me. Say something. Oh, I hate you guys so much. Wow. Good thing this next episode's on a month away. No, stop it. I seriously... I can edit this whole part out if I wanted to. Spoiler. I really can't remember. I don't remember. Okay, anyways. So the thing. God, I seriously hate this so much right now. Okay, this is not funny anymore. Spoilers. The thing I hate about who has a question?
What do you hate about this moment?
The fact that these assholes aren't saying anything.
We're waiting for you to come up with
your thoughts. Like, you literally,
I was saying that, hoping to think while you guys are talking.
You're not going to listen to us? You just want to think? Well,
yeah.
The last 3 minutes was my favorite 3 moments I've ever had in my life. Like, of you figuring that out.
What? No.
See? We don't want to do that. We don't want to talk while you think.
By the way, do you want me to ruin your night?
Do you have a sock on that you're gonna? What? Why are you gonna ruin my night?
I was rolling up my jeans. Oh, okay.
Sure.
You were reaching out like, hey, you want me to ruin your night?
Oh, like pull out a switchblade and just stab him in the chest. No, I have a weird thing where I'm a 31 pant size, and then we have 30 and 32.
Yeah.
So I don't want to buy 30 and have my jeans ride way up. So I buy a 32 and roll them up.
Good story.
What the fuck? Have you been doing for the last 45 minutes? All right.
Has it been 45 minutes?
No.
At least.
So, the thing about spoilers is, okay, some people like me, I don't always feel like watching a certain movie, like Inglourious Basterds. I still have yet to see it. I want to see it, but the urge to watch it at certain times, like right now, I feel like watching a dumb comedy, so I won't watch that movie.
Yeah.
Or I feel like watching a horror, then I don't watch a movie. And I feel like watching a romantic comedy. No, I don't. I want to watch a TV show. I watch that. So, like, it's not only, like, the time frame. It's like, oh, you have 3 months from when it comes out to see this. I'm like, well, every moment I have to watch a movie or watch something, I can't because I don't feel like watching it.
But that's how it's always been, though. Like, if it's your choice not to see something when it comes out or right away, there is a chance it will be spoiled. Like, you don't have that right to just ignore
it. That's not how it's always been.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't. Only since we've been able to record stuff.
Yeah.
No, but even movies back then, you would have to see them, or people would talk about them. That was the biggest thing. Like
what?
Empire Strikes Back came out, everyone talked about Darth Vader and Luke, but you had to go see it to know that. If you didn't watch it right away, you knew that automatically. Like when I grew up.
Did I tell you my story of that?
Yes.
It's a good story.
Go ahead.
Sure.
I can podcast this.
Do it.
When I was a child, I saw Star Wars at some point, the original one. I don't remember. It was just kind of ingrained in our subconscious. I was like 10 years old when Empire Strikes Back came out, and we were at the movie theater, and we were all excited for it, and we were waiting in the lobby, and I snuck my way up past people and went into the movie theater thing and poked my head in to see the movie, because I was excited for it. And I poked my head in right at the point where Darth Vader and Luke are fighting, and he said, Luke, I have something to tell you, something Obi-Wan never told you. And I went, oh, this sounds great, and I left right as... He went, I. And I missed the line, I am your father. By this much, I missed it. And then when I stopped and watched the movie, I went, whoa, man, my brain exploded.
So you caught yourself from spoiling yourself.
I did. By accident. I was like, oh, this should be fun.
Yeah.
I wonder what Darth Vader has to tell him. Something nice. Or something, I don't know. He's pleasant.
That must have been, like, really cool back then, because nowadays, if like, you watch a movie or a TV show, it's like, oh, I'm your brother. Yeah, we don't care. It's happened tons of times before. But like, that was like the first time, like, I'm your father. Like, oh, shit. Or like, oh, Luke and Leia are brother and sister. I'm like, this has never happened before in this big thing. Now it's like every single
brother
TV.
And sister making out?
Yeah. No, what? No, like, well, you find out like they're related. And like, oh, he's our friends. But like, those events aren't as hard hitting now because, like, they're overused so much.
It's hard
so
to it's be like, original.
So when something so cool comes out and it's like, oh, yeah, by the way, this person shows up at the end of this movie, you're like, oh, man, that would have been... Like, everything you watch is so dull now because it's being reused over and over and over. The one time you are excited for something, it gets ruined. It's like, well, that was my happiness and, like, this, you know...
Scott.
Yeah?
You literally put that guy to sleep.
Scott, you are manifesting your own nightmare. You are the girl.
Oh my god! This is fake. That's okay. In season two of Lost, sorry. Anyways, just the fact that they had. Oh, I'm sorry. Should we just stop so you can pee? Well, I guess that's the end of the show. Thanks for coming. So, it's Mike, it's John, I'm Scott.
Give Scott a round of applause, everybody.
All right, the next podcast will be in July.
The bar.
End of July. What?
We'll be in the bar.
Oh, yeah, we'll be in the bar after I was saying the next episode.
Oh, in July.
End of July. So we'll be at the bar. Stop by, say hi. Thank you.